This is KUT. Austin City Council members are set to vote on a plan to make the city more affordable. Sounds like a lofty goal, right? As KUT's Audrey McGlitchy reports, council members are recommending the city throw various tools at the affordability issue to see what sticks.
I'm at the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and E.M. Franklin Avenue. Right in this corner are 22 units for low-income seniors that were created using extra city land. This is just one idea that Councilmember Troxclair and several other council members, including the mayor, have added to what they're calling the Affordability Action Plan.
Although it doesn't include every single thing that affects affordability in the city, really includes five broad areas where we can make a tangible difference.
Councilmember Ellen Troxclair spearheaded this plan for affordability. Those five broad areas, I bet you can guess them. Housing, transportation, budgeting, cost of living, and the local economy. Let's look at housing.
We want to have aggressive goals to make sure that we're building enough housing in the city to keep up with demand.
One of these goals is to add nearly 14,000 additional housing units per year. According to a local firm, last year the city added just over 10,000 units to its housing stock. So how might the city increase this number? One way is to use city-owned property to create affordable housing, like that building at the corner of MLK and E.M. Franklin I mentioned at the beginning of my story. Back in 2000, the city passed a policy that any land deemed surplus by a department would be evaluated for housing first. But while the city's been looking at how it can use unused land for cheaper housing, city staff David Potter says it's tricky.
Because they might be little slivers of property that, you know, Austin Energy might own next to one of its power lines or something like that, you know. That's an example of something that wouldn't be suitable for developing.
In the past decade, Potter says there were eight times when the city was able to leverage its property for affordable housing, for a total of just over 900 housing units. Potter says there are just too many requirements a piece of land has to meet. Housing and the discussion over city-owned property is just one portion of the affordability plan council set to vote on later this week. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.